All right, so let's drill down to what's going on in your life this week. You'd been waiting so long for your life to change, praying and hoping, doing everything you had to do in order to move on to a better place. Life finally allows you to take that step forward. You get there, you sit down, and you think you're finally in that great big it. The place where all your troubles end and happiness begins, and you finally just get to sit down and rest. Then, more problems, more challenges, more frustrations, all the shit you thought you left behind. Nothing is more frustrating than anticipating a new chapter of your life with joy and finding it to be as full of problems as the one you just got out of. Have you ever spent some time playing video games? They're the great big irony. They have the power to engage millions, and yet they're nothing but problems and frustrations and repetitive tasks that you need to do over and over and over again in your mind. People play them because they look forward to them, and they come back away with some level of satisfaction, but what they go through between looking forward and satisfaction is more along the lines of despair, anger, a feeling of endless disorientation, sorrow, and just sheer torture. These things, video games, are designed to be frustrating. You never know where to find the hidden package, or battle the gang of thugs, or save the princess, because they don't really explain to you how you're supposed to do those things. They're all programmed to confuse and annoy you, and they're all designed to make you figure out the rules on your own through repetitive trial and error. The answer is never laid out in any way that a normal person would guess after just a few seconds. You can't press the buttons fast enough, or get to the corner where the gun is ready for you fast enough, or just make that turn with your car without rolling it over and dying, unless you get the perfect movement of your finger muscles just right. And the only way to get there is to do it 1,000 times and drill it into your subconscious mind. Over and over and over and over again. You try and you fail and you try and you fail, and you throw the console against the wall and beat the shit out of your controller, and you keep coming back for more. The problems don't scare you away. The problems draw you in closer to the experience. It's the weirdest and most masochistic pleasure you've ever experienced. The process of figuring out the right secret has the power to take over your entire life. You turn the video game off and you go work out or out with friends or whatever you do. You keep thinking about those virtual problems and what you need to do to solve them. It's not fun, and it draws you in still. Why? Because it's not really about the fun you have while playing them. It's more about the satisfaction you get when you finally reap the rewards after putting in your best effort and not giving up and staying focused on the prize. Being beaten down and reduced to tears and yet emerging victorious. The secret to video games is their recreation of real life. The only kind of gratification is delayed gratification. Think about it. Most of the things you have to do in video games are incredibly boring, mundane, repetitive, sometimes even stupid. People actually come home from their jobs to sit in front of a game about a virtual world where their character's avatar lives in a fantasy land. And they can only advance in the story by selling virtual swords. And the player spends an hour picking up virtual medals and setting up a shop and selling the swords that don't really exist by going click, 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 click for hours and days and months and selling them to other players who have come home from their jobs to buy those virtual swords. But months later, they get the master level of blacksmith that they need to move forward. And they feel like the greatest heroes on the face of the earth because they faced obstacles and because they remain focused on their ultimate goals. They developed discipline, they developed patience. Problems fuel our drive for achievement. Solving problems fuels our self-esteem and confidence. And we only get there by overcoming restrictions. Your virtual worlds only allow you to go to the boring places. There's exciting islands and new levels, but new worlds only open up, can only be explored after completing certain trials. You go on a dozen or so missions, and then you earn your right to advance, to move on to bigger and better things. You don't just receive this progress as a reward for your efforts, but your efforts were required in order for you to handle the more complicated obstacles that awaited in those more advanced levels. It's a process of preparation. Every level with its new challenges requires a more advanced individual that knows how to do more things. had you not completed those stupid first missions, where all you had to do was learn new skills, you would never have been able to battle the big dragons in those more advanced levels, where you were finally facing real adversity. All the stuff you learned became second nature. It was easy to you. And when the real problems arrived, you reacted almost instinctively out of the knowledge you had gained and the strength you developed facing those lesser challenges. You are always free, but the confines of your freedom are dictated by how deeply you engage with the world around you. If you want to spend your time in that first level driving your car around and wasting your time without doing anything, you can absolutely do that. But if you do that, the world you will live in is going to be smaller and less interesting. But if you want to expand the limits of your own freedom, if you want to see new worlds, and battle new demons and emerge victorious. If you want to be challenged and push the limits of what you know you can do, if you want to be a better version of yourself and you're ready to pay whatever price is necessary, new worlds are going to open up and your desired rewards are going to come to you. You're going to continue attracting and enjoying new adventures. Your life is going to be an experience, not just a meaningless wasted amount of hours with no direction. In life, as in video games, the instruction is simple. You can stay where you are, or you can be rewarded for daring to ask for more. Whether or not you choose to act on it, you're gonna walk around with the innate drive of desire, wanting things, wanting new experiences, a force that envisions future rewards that drive your decision-making and your emotional state in the present. You're gonna hear about experiences you wanna live, worlds you want to explore, and people you want to meet. But you're not going to be able to get any of that without excruciatingly, sometimes repetitive work and a lot of patience. Most of it in a state of confusion, not knowing why simple tasks sometimes take so long, or why what we think is important information is sometimes kept from us. And at very specific moments, you're not even going to be having that much fun. You're going to have vague instructions and a ticking time clock, and you're going to be walking down the street just not knowing what you're supposed to do next. The short-term instruction will be nowhere to be found, but the long-term progression will always be clear in your mind. Learn, become stronger, advance, and do it all again in an endless cycle, bringing you greater adventures and greater fulfillment. And the tasks required for happiness will sometimes be excruciatingly painful and frustrating, and that's okay. You're not gonna wanna do them, and that's okay. You can still do them in order to be rewarded down the line. You're gonna go back to the high-speed car chase, the one you completed a million times before, just to get an object you left behind. You're gonna go back and talk to the wise guy you already talked to a million times just to hear the same lines repeated and figure out what it is that you missed. No matter how far you advance and how much you grow, the problems are always gonna be there because they are an expected feature of this universe that you love so much. Isn't it funny? When it comes to video games, we embrace these problems because we have an unshakable faith in the designers of that universe. We know that those programmers made success possible. You have to be able to beat the game. And you know that that success is available to the people who never stop trying. You don't take failure as an option because you know success is in your hands, up to you, not up to the programmer who built your video game. And yet, here in the real world, the very thing that inspired those virtual worlds, you don't really have that unshakable faith in its design. You always think that your challenges are some sort of steady climb towards an imagined plateau of permanent success, a place where once you arrive, you can just lie down and rest and enjoy forever and never face a problem again. You invest so much blood, sweat, and tears on reaching your milestones that you expect to be done struggling when you get there. No more problems, no more levels, nothing more to conquer. When I get an acceptance letter from my dream school, I'll be able to sit down and rest. When I get a job with X salary, I will be able to sit down and rest. When I find the love of my life, I'll be able to sit down and rest. But there is no such place. A life without problems doesn't exist. What would it be like if you lived your life the same way you experience video games? What would it be like if you knew the moment you advanced to a new level that flying objects and lava pits and villains would inevitably be waiting for you around the corner? And how much happier could you be if you dealt with those problems with the same positive attitude and the same joy and the same excitement that you always have when you confront problems in your video games? Life is not a long climb to a restful and peaceful plateau. It never was. It never will be. Life is a video game. Every time you complete a new level, you advance into a new one. The new level has more adventures, more excitement, and yes, more problems to solve. More skills and more strength are required. The obstacles are harder. The rewards are larger. There are no levels where your character gets to sit down and rest and enjoy permanent prosperity without obstacles. Why do you think that no video game designer ever thought of building a video game like that? A video game with no problems. Because they understand that nobody wants to sit down and rest. Everyone thinks that they do, but they really don't. Deep inside, all of us know how boring sitting down and resting actually is. There is nothing wrong with the challenges that come with your well-deserved rewards. Challenges are what make life thrilling and interesting and memorable. They are what drive your growth and your increasing wisdom and your ability to appreciate life the way it's meant to be appreciated. Every time that you're blessed with something, you are entering a new level in your life's video game. New blessings always come with new problems, and you will always have problems. Never ruin your fun by expecting your next level to be a resting one. The beauty of video games is that rewards are actually meaningless. All the meaning is in that experience of playing and overcoming, not in the reward itself. And the proof is in the pudding. Think about all the blessings you've attracted into your life. Think about every time you finished a video game. You feel proud and you feel great for a second. And your first order of business is finding another game or another expansion pack or another challenge to go conquer. Because problems, at the end of the day, are the entire reason that you're in that world to begin with. Godspeed from Andrew Gabalich at Telodipity.